Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nah, he ain't getting in the captain. He earned that. Like, he's a very vocal guy. He leads by example, leads by communicating how each guy learns, you know. And he's there for you on and off the field. He's a great person and funny guy, and he know how to cater to each person. And he see when you're down, he'll come over, pick you up, make sure you're good, and just have a good day.
Keon Coleman, when asked about Josh Allen as captain. Two captains for the Bills, just Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard, as we head to a season, kind of another one of these signs about all the transition. You know, they don't have six new captains. They only have one new captain, Terrell Bernard. Last year they had eight captains. Now they have two captains, but only one new captain.
And they have two guys that were captains that are no longer captains.
True.
Dawkins and Miller.
Yep, going with just two captains. Bills and Cardinals coming up on Sunday. Tonight it's Chiefs and Ravens. We've got some NFL news to catch up on. Adam Schefter had a tweet a little bit ago about Ja'Marr Chase because it was the eve of the NFL season last year when Burrow signed, and he basically, I want to say he implied or inferred that the Chase deal could happen soon. His tweet was about how 1 year ago it was Burrow signing this deal, and now the two sides are working hard on getting a deal done. So if Chase gets his deal done, that would complete the offseason drama of will this guy sign, and Chase would be the next one done. He says, on the very same day the NFL kicked off the 2023 season, the Bengals got in the action and signed Burrow. Now on the day of this year's opener, Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals are trying to reach another significant deal. So that could happen today.
I'm surprised the Bengals are willing. The owner basically said a month ago, like, it's not going to happen. And they're going to do it?
Well, it's not going to happen. We all know you're going to do it.
Eventually.
Everybody knows you're going to sign this player, and every time these teams wait longer, it gets more expensive.
That's what I was going to say. In this case especially, this is a player that is so – you just know how good he is. There's no question that he is one of the elite receivers in the game. This is not some guy that you're making a bet on and you have to like, all right, well, let's hope this really pays off here. Like, you're going to sign Ja'Marr Chase. He's a top five receiver in the sport. So, right, like, what's your downside? I guess he could get injured. But your downside is if you wait a year to pay him, he's going to make $40 million. It's the Sabres do this, right? Some NHL teams do this. Pay him now because you know you're going to do it eventually anyway, and you're just going to, the longer you wait, the longer the price is going to go up.
Yeah, most
it's different
teams,
than like a T. Higgins where you don't know if you're going to pay him or not.
The only reason you don't know you're going to pay T. Higgins is because you know you're going to pay Chase, right? If Chase didn't exist, wouldn't they just pay Higgins?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, right, they probably would.
In Philadelphia, they paid Devonta Smith in addition to paying A.J. Brown. He got
and
paid after three.
Paying Jalen Hurts.
Justin Jefferson got paid. Why? Because you know you're going to pay him and might as well do it.
Yep.
The Cowboys always cost themselves money by waiting. Are they going to pay Micah Parsons? Yes. I did see some speculation. Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh pointed out, some insider said yesterday, that Dak Prescott would be on the Steelers' radar next year. If, in fact, he leaves Dallas, if Jerry Jones lets that thing fall apart, that I mean, you want to see the biggest contract in NFL history. Watch a quarterback into the free agent market. Dak Prescott.
I mean,
Kirk Cousins just got 180. Wait till you see what Dak Prescott gets on the open market.
There's a reason I think that Kirk Cousins, I think the number off the top of my head is fourth in NFL history in career earnings.
Because he's hit free agency twice.
He's hit free agency twice, and he got fully guaranteed contract. He got a fully guaranteed contract like 7 years ago. Didn't he? Or 6 years ago, however long it was, when he left Washington and went to Minnesota. If Prescott goes to an open market where there are multiple bidders, I mean, he's getting the first $60 million a year quarterback contract, I think. Pittsburgh for him, huh? I mean, they'll need somebody. And do they want to start over with another rookie? They'll probably want to go with a veteran, just the way they typically act about things. So I think that makes a lot of sense if he were to hit the open market. Would you want to do that if you're Prescott, though? Would you want to leave the Cowboys and go to the Steelers?
Maybe.
This would be fine. You're leaving CeeDee Lamb behind. True. You're going to another big brand, so you still have that going for you, I guess.
Well, it might not be up to him. If Jerry Jones does not want to pay him, then you got to go find work.
Reading it lately, it sounds like they want him to get him signed before the season, and Prescott is the one that has been more, yeah, I think I might want to wait.
What do you make of 803-0550, some Bills chatter here? We talked last hour with Sal about the captain conversation. What do you think about that whole thing about making Josh the only captain? There was a story during training camp from Tim Graham of The Athletic about how Allen's kind of one of those guys that wants to be one of the guys, and maybe they want him to step up more and be more of a vocal leader. He felt like he, I don't know how you could possibly be a franchise quarterback like that and feel like you can't. But part of the story was he just kind of wants to be one of the guys. And here are the Bills. You are the offensive captain. Just you. Only you. And Sal, you know, his basic takeaway was like, yeah, this is more of a, this is your team. Everyone is looking to you.
I think they want him to be the alpha. Right? Doesn't everything kind of trend that way?
That he hasn't been?
Yes. They don't. I don't even know that it's a bad thing. I don't know that they want it so that when they're unraveling against the Jets last year, he is the one getting the pep talk from a teammate. I don't think they want. I think they want him being the one giving a pep talk. I think they want him being the one commanding everybody's attention, not sitting on the bench and having his wide receiver tell him, like, hey, man, come on, let's go. I think that's probably what they want. They don't want him to be second. They want him to be the alpha of the room. I'm not even trying to connect the two, by the way, and saying, like, it has anything to do with Diggs, like, leaving, and that's why they did it. But I think, especially with Diggs not in there anymore, that he was the alpha. Everything we saw in sideline videos that you get once in a while, who was the guy collecting everybody together to give the speech when they thought they had to play after Damar Hamlin went down? It was Diggs. Who was the guy that repeatedly would be like that with Allen? It was Diggs. Like, hey, dude, come on. Like, there's mic'd up moments of those two where Diggs is the one getting Allen focused, getting him into it, getting him pumped up. I think they want Allen to be that guy.
He's the only captain. He's not alone. Like I mentioned, Aaron Rodgers is that with the Jets, the only offensive captain. Russell Wilson, the only offensive captain with the Steelers. John in Medina. Hey, John, good morning.
Morning. I was just calling to defend that Houston game, that lateral. I used to play rugby, and he looked back, and Knox was by the sideline. It was almost like he looked back to make sure he was there. Then he drew both of the defenders into him. Then he threw the lateral, but Knox had come in for some reason. If Knox had stayed out, I think he scored the touchdown.
Well, the main – thanks, John. The main reason Knox would have stayed out there is because you don't lateral there usually. Like in rugby, you lateral as a general part, right?
I think the last thing Dawson Knox.
He's thinking, we definitely do not do that.
That's, it is not coming to his mind.
This man might pitch the ball to me.
Yeah. I found this the last time I looked this up. Knox's reaction, like his hands are up in the air. Like, oh, like what, like he has no idea what just happened. The ball is suddenly being thrown at him.
Yeah.
He is not, no one is ready for that. That close to, like when Kelsey pulled it off last year against the Chiefs. Kelsey's also somebody that's done it like five times maybe before. He's throwing the ball like 20 yards to the left. He's giving his teammate time to recognize, oh, he's throwing it to me. Knox is 2 yards away from Josh Allen. There is no time for him to mentally decide, he's about to throw this football to me.
Yeah. Hey, we brought it up, John, so it's not your fault, but I did not have this lateral play on the bingo board when I drove in today. I did not think we'd revisit it.
Well, I mean,
but we brought it up.
I mean, if their offense struggles at times, Allen's been someone, that game is the top example, someone that's in the past been known to try to do too much, right? Sugar High Josh was created as a name because there were times when things weren't working, he was trying to do too much. And is that going to happen this year in certain games? I don't know if he'll lateral it, but usually what that means is he tries to run through people more than anything.
803-0550. Bills and Cardinals Sunday. Spread still 5.5?
I saw 6.
Okay, up to 6.
Might depend where you look. And they are still have the highest team total of the week in the betting odds. Team that would be expected to score the most. Tonight's game, Lamar Jackson is a underdog, and he has a very good history as being an underdog.
He does have a good history.
He's 7-0 against the spread in like the last 3 years.
Yeah. How many of those underdog games are against the Chiefs? Because he does not have a good track record against the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's 1-4 against Mahomes.
Uh-huh. Against Steve Spagnuolo. Against the Chiefs.
Yes.
He does not do well against Kansas City. He's on the road to open a season.
Well, what should be different from them than the AFC Championship game when they had... what they tried to do was pass the ball the whole day, right?
So they'll probably run it a lot.
Yeah, they had 8 carries to running backs in that game.
And Derrick Henry tonight will get, what, 15?
He might get 20 the way they want to do it. It depends how close the game is, too, and if they can block for him. But, yeah, how will they want to play? I mean, coaches usually talk this way, but you've heard a lot of Baltimore this week, like, run and stop the run. But you're going to probably hear that before every game, for every team in the NFL.
You have to say that if you're a football coach.
It's automatic.
You have to say it.
It's like a quota.
Or if you're a linebacker, you have to say it.
Run and stop the run.
Yes. Jimmy in Miami. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, going back to the Kansas City game, the thing that drives me crazy, the playoff game, the thing that drives me crazy is we get the ball on the 27-yard line with 2 minutes left. And as shredded as the defense was with A.J. Klein covering Kelsey and all our guys hurt and the ridiculous fake punt where Jordan Poyer probably pulls the biggest defensive play of the year right there as he knocks the ball out of Mecole Hardman's hands as he fumbles through the end zone. If that ball ends up on the 1 yard line, I think you probably got tiki torches and pitchforks going down Main Street calling for McDermott's head. But luckily, the ball goes through the end zone. With all those crazy things happening, we get the ball on the 27-yard line with 2 minutes left. The third down call was the one that I don't get it. I mean, Diggs was open, cutting across the middle. Even if he gets Allen throws it to him, and he gets 5 yards. I think it was third down and 9.
Yes.
You're in four down territory. Allen can run and pick up 5 yards by accident. I just don't know if that was an Allen thing, if it was a Joe Brady call to throw to the end zone. He obviously threw it over the receiver's head because he wanted to try for the field goal then. He didn't want to throw an interception. But why not extend the drive and run out the clock? I mean, you guys look at the all 22. I'm pretty sure it was Diggs that was open, cutting the ball in the middle.
I'm glad you brought this play up, Jimmy, because I was obsessed with this play in like the day after the season ended, because it was out of the 2 minute warning also, and I wonder if there was a decree that was to Allen or if Allen thought of himself. I don't know, but there was an understanding that the field goal here is okay, and to me that is a mistake. The field goal there should have never been okay with that much time on the clock. And as you say, it wasn't Diggs. It was Kincaid. Kincaid was on
third down.
Kincaid on third and 9 was open like 5-6 yards and maybe could have extended forward for another 1 or 2. It would have been very hard for him to get the first down. But Allen had him to make it fourth and short. And he did not throw the ball to him. And then he tried to extend the play for another couple seconds. Why? He's probably trying to say first down or bust here. Because he thinks the field goal's okay, and they throws it away. And to me, the game ends right then and there. And if he had thrown it to Kincaid, you get 4th and 2, and you go for it. And I don't know why he doesn't throw it to Kincaid. There could be two reasons. One is he's Allen, and he's trying to get the big play. The other reason could be his coach told him at the 2 minute warning that this is it. We're not going for it on 4th down, so you better get it. And Allen thinks a 6 yard pass to Kincaid is worthless.
Well, I don't think any of that's likely. Do you?
Why doesn't he throw it to an open Kincaid then?
He doesn't see him, doesn't want to do it.
I
don't know. I mean, the idea that on 2nd down,
this is,
or there's it, when did they say the field goal's okay on 3rd down before that play?
Before the play out of the 2 minute warning.
Yeah. I don't believe that they would do that.
He is staring right at him. He's open.
Unless he can't see over the lineman right in front of his face.
Maybe.
I just don't think there's any way. I shouldn't say there's any way, but I don't think the Bills would say a field goal is okay on a 3rd down when they're about to win a game at home, driving the length of the field, getting the ball in the end zone, and going to the AFC Championship game. I don't think they'd say the field goal is okay.
It's not in Josh Allen's nature to me to throw the ball away in that situation.
That much is true.
And he threw it away.
He certainly doesn't want to turn it over.
I would have forced something if I remember. I know it's 20, hindsight's 20/20, and you're watching the playback in slow motion after. Just, man, I would have thought the field goal is the end of the game. And Allen didn't act in that play like field goal meant the end of the game.
803-0550. This is why we need new games.
This is why we need new games.
New games. We got some new games. One's coming tonight. Justin and Oneonta. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Just want to talk about like what I'm looking for this Thursday night game. I want the Chiefs to win, and I'm a diehard Bills fan. We seem to always run into these dynasties, so I would love for Josh to finally be a dynasty killer for us. But, and I got a lot of stock in Rashee Rice. So I want to see him kind of go off this year. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. Rice, man, quick fantasy point. Rice had a monster second half of the season in fantasy football.
Yes, he did.
And it's probably, let's just put it this way, if he has that kind of season, like as much as we're looking at how Shakir blossomed, right, and looked like a really nice piece, Rice is that for the Chiefs. They started to find that. And the Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy additions to Rashee Rice, who started to look like a real player with Kelsey, gives them some pretty good weapons. I think being bullish on Rice this year is a good idea.
Is he good? Is he great, though?
I don't think he has to be. That's
yeah.
And in fact,
because a lot of last year could have just been circumstance that there was just nobody else that was really coming through for them.
Could be that. Could, of course, be he developed. Rashee Rice, one of the comps for him in terms of Matt Harmon reception perception, one of the comps was Coleman. Like,
yeah.
These two are not that dissimilar. So,
938 yards and 7 touchdowns for a second round rookie.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Gil in West Seneca before the break. Hey, Gil, good morning.
Hey, man, how are you guys?
Doing good.
I just want to call to
I'm just starting to hear a lot of bashing on Sean McDermott. I don't know, maybe we're just looking for answers on why we haven't finished the job. I mean, I'm not saying he's God's gift to earth, but I mean, from what I see, I just don't understand where the hate is kind of coming from. I guess, you know, maybe we just need answers. But I mean, even the DeMar Hamlin play on the fake punt, I mean, that's a play that you call against a dynasty. That's something that you call that is, it works out, you're the smartest coach in the world. If it doesn't, I guess you get bashed for the next 3 years about that play. But, I mean, that's where winning is done. I mean, look at the Philly special, for instance. You know, that's considered one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history, but if that play was an interception pick six to the house, worst call ever, how dare you even call that on that stage? So, I mean, you know, he's using that platform to, you know, get DeMar Hamlin that first down. It gives juice to a team playing against a Kansas City offense like that. You know, it's just, I actually applauded it when it happened. Yeah, it didn't work out the way we wanted to, but I'm like, great call, Sean. I don't know. Everybody kind of just looks at the backlash and not realize that, you know, this is the greatest coach that we've had, I think, in the last 30 years. And I don't know where all this hate just starts coming from. Maybe it's just we want answers. And, you know, at 31 other teams are looking for answers, especially 15 of them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The AFC, do we fire all the coaches?
I mean, in reality, it all comes from 13 seconds, if we're being real, right?
I wouldn't say it all comes from 13 seconds.
At least that's where it starts.
That's a big part of it. I guess the thing I want to say, Gil, thanks for the phone call. It's not exactly the best comparison, but the McDermott conversation is the new Tyrod Taylor conversation, where there are some people that love him and some people that wish he were fired, and those two say, why aren't we talking about this? And everybody else in the middle, like, hey, he's a pretty good coach. You know, if they moved on and found somebody else, okay, I don't think the world would end. You know, I don't think there's a ton of hatred. I mean, I get it. Like, earlier this segment, we had someone call in our last segment and say, why can't I say he's no good? Like, you can, people can say that. Like, people do. Mm-hmm. He's got his detractors. He's got his supporters. I tend to make the point you do, which is, like, if they don't get over the hump, they got to make a move. Well, the Bills getting closer to getting over the hump than some of these other teams is not a punishment, right? Is he? I think that, put it this way, I think the Dolphins would be nuts to fire Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't make it half as far as Sean McDermott. He doesn't have half the resume McDermott does.
Right.
Like, should McDermott be punished because he gets farther and that's more high profile than Miami? Miami does not make it to where the Bills do. Maybe in 4 years they would dismiss Mike McDaniel if he can't beat Sean McDermott. What it comes down to, it's two things, Joe. It's 13 seconds, and it's when you have a quarterback this good, you should have results. You should have results.
You should have trophies.
Not even trophies. You should have more than one AFC championship game appearance. Sometimes we don't say it like that enough. You want to know where it comes from? It comes from the fact that the Bills made an AFC championship game and looked like they would be on the ascent. They're on their way up. And they haven't been back there since. Not past it, but not even to the same spot. They made the AFC championship game and then haven't been back in years. And if they don't make it again this year in a transition year, then the clock keeps ticking. So
they're around to 5 years since we've even been to that. Right, not even like one.
Not won the game.
When I said trophy, I even meant like AFC championship.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to mean Super Bowl.
Appear in the game.
And just get to the game even, yeah.
With a quarterback this good to not appear in the game. Like, the Bengals have been to two since you went to one.
Hmm. Who else has been to one? Baltimore's been to one.
Has been to one.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Four? Yeah, because they're all against the Chiefs, of course.
Right.
So that's it. Where does it come from? It comes from the fact that if your guy is this good, people want better results. If his quarterback were Tua, it would not be the same. If his quarterback were Brock Purdy, it might not even be the same. I mean, maybe Kyle Shanahan's regarded as a good coach. It really comes down to that. If Zach Taylor doesn't get to an AFC championship game in 3 years, my guess is Cincinnati fans are like, why aren't we going back there? Our guy is that good. You are held to a different standard when your quarterback is that good.
Cincinnati, you're really wasting your time if that starts in 3 years. They had Marvin Lewis for 16 years. They're never moving.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Some new Bills food items coming up at the stadium this year, you can keep an eye out for. We'll tell you about some of those, where to get them, all that stuff. Going to be some good stuff. So Bills food updates coming up. Also, 9 o'clock, Cardinals guest, 9:30, Ravens guest. Happy NFL opening day. All right, happy Thursday. It's football season. It's great. Great to be part of football season again. Jeremy and Joe with you on a Thursday morning. We've got a couple of guests in studio because football season is also about eating. A lot of tailgating food in the stadium.
This music plus food. Like, I need a game on this TV right now.
And something else that is right up our alley, Joe. Themed foods based on opponents.
Yeah.
We loved this with the Sabres last year, guessing the dog of the day, getting the inside information. I had a source on the inside sending me what the dog of the day was long before it became public. You ain't going to know people. Joining us in studio is Chef Steve Foreman, Regional Executive Chef of Sports Service Delaware North and GM of Highmark City, Mike Riley as well. And also joining us in studio is the Milano sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And the Battle Boat, which is 2 foot of waffle fries, which is going to be themed for opponents. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Chef Steve, we'll start with you because you carried this in, this Battle Boat. Themed food. We had so much fun. Like, Winnipeg's in town.
Sure.
What's the food? What's the delicacy of Winnipeg?
Sure.
So Arizona's in town, and this Battle Boat will be a 2 foot waffle fry where each side is themed One side's going to have a Buffalo theme.
Absolutely. The better side.
Okay, the better half, you call it.
The better half.
The better half.
Will be the Buffalo side.
You got 8 different Buffalo themes?
Correct.
Look at that.
And
wow.
So we're even looking at, you know, so one of them is called the Allentown. So what am I pulling from Allentown?
The
Boulevard. What am I pulling from Boulevard? Different themes, you know, Cold Springs District on the east side of Buffalo. What are we pulling from Cold Springs? So, you know, we're just, you know, showing people what Buffalo is about. Very diverse, you know, electrifying, amazing flavors. So, you know, we're going to put it on this 2-foot waffle fry boat.
So every waffle fry boat will have one side Buffalo themed. That changes. And then this week, Arizona's the
Arizona
theme.
Absolutely, yep. So, again, first of all, let me say the KBC, KeyBank Center, where the Sabres play, my chef over there, the chefs that are over there, they're phenomenal. The guy that's running that program, he's absolutely amazing, Chef Guy Hooper.
Is that coming back? Do we know
if
it's coming back?
Yeah, okay. He's not letting that go.
Okay, good.
He's actually not letting anybody else touch it.
Let's go.
He's good. Like owned it, you know, but he's amazing. So that's why we put our aces in our places. So, So Arizona, yeah. Influences. What are the influences, right? There's a lot of Spanish influence, a lot of Mexican influence. So we have elote corn with a nice spicy chicken with a lime crema with cilantro sprinkled over the top.
I'm telling you, I saw this listed, and you put elote on anything, and I'm going to sign up for that.
Wait till you taste this.
I'm excited for that. So that's the theme for this, for the 2-foot battle boat.
For the Arizona, yep.
For the Arizona one side, and then the Buffalo side, I saw pierogi, and I saw a food I've never heard of before. I don't know.
Kapuchka?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the Broadway Market.
Okay, yeah.
You see me?
Yes.
You see that?
Yeah.
Right? So this is the Broadway Market right here. So you get it, right? Very Polish influence. So you have the deconstructed kind of like pierogi. So the waffle fry, potato, right? Then we have the kapuchka, which is very popular. It's basically cabbage mixed with sauerkraut, buttered onions, caramelized in there with bacon. Then we have crispy bacon on top with sour cream drizzled over the top as well. Again, it's like a deconstructed
you
know, pierogi. So, you know, our Broadway Market is right here.
Very good.
Sitting right there at the stadium.
Then we get to where in the stadium, and GM of Highmark Stadium, Mike Riley here. Where do we get this in the stadium?
So these items will be featured in the Miller Lite Brew Pub. So for us, the Miller Lite Brew Pub offers an opportunity to kind of showcase what a modern stadium with all the amenities as possible. So that's where the chefs get to have a lot of fun, and that's where our goal this year is to kind of point people there and point people everywhere across the stadium where we have food. We've learned a lot over the years, and that football is not like KeyBank. Football is not like baseball, where you walk around, you casual, kind of see where you want to go and eat. Football is parking lot to your seat, and so a big focus for us this year with the Bills is getting the word out of where these items are.
One thing I asked of the Bills last week was like the Andy Major, who's the vice president of operations, guest experiences. We talked to him earlier this week, and I asked him like the changing crowd. Now that the Bills are better, can you see the way the crowd eats is different? Is like there's a way to see, instead of just getting a slice of pizza, now people do want to get there earlier and get something like this and get something bigger, more substantial.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great for us. I mean, Delaware North, right down the street here, has always been a chef-driven company. So the more people want to expand outside of the beer and hot dog is great for us. It's in our wheelhouse. But what we've been working on with Andy Major and his team, Zach Rakowski, has been the lead at this, is getting the word out of where these things are. Because the one limiting factor we have is we can't put it in every stand, right? It's an older stadium. It was built for hot dogs and beer. So how do we get the word out of where you can get these items? And that's what us with Bills have been working on all season.
So the battle boat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Also, you have to understand, like, the average consumer now is very educated when it comes to food because of Food Network, because of social media, because of TikTok, Instagram. All of these pictures that they're seeing, their friend that lives over in St. Louis is going to a ballpark out there showing a picture of some great electrifying food, and then they're in Buffalo saying, why is that at our stadium? So we as chefs have to be, you know, we got to get ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. We have to become very creative, and we have to start touching the pieces of food that people are looking for, including, you know, diet restrictions, some of our gluten-free options, our vegan options. Those are the things that we have to stay ahead of.
I want to ask you about those very quickly before, Joe. Gluten-free vegan options, what are those this year? Are there new options like that?
Yep, there's so we have the Caprese wrap, which is a gluten-free grilled tortilla. It has mozzarella cheese, tomato, arugula, balsamic glaze drizzled in the center. Then we have a powerhouse quesadilla, phenomenal quesadilla, like if somebody offered me a vegan, I would definitely get that. So it's got black beans in it. It has the smoky red pepper sauce that is amazing that goes with it. So again, we're making sure that we're trying to touch all of the areas that people are looking for when they come to a stadium.
Are you trying to also, like, this was a little bit with the hot dog that the Sabres had during the season. Any, like, kind of show up at the stadium and, like, you have to go find out, like, be surprised a little bit, like, what's going to be on it if you're trying to come back and try them each game to see what the different flavors are?
Yeah, I think so. A little bit of that, but we also want people to know, right? Yes. We want them to know. We will release it out. The Bills have this awesome Know Before You Go program.
Okay.
They email season ticket holders. You can access it on the app, but that comes out, you know, Thursday, Friday. But for us, the biggest thing is, right, if you're in that lower bowl, you're probably not going across to the other side of the end zone. So we want you to know where it is and how to get it. And the Caprese wrap's a great thing the chefs have worked on, because that's one item we can put across the stadium.
Sure.
So that terminology, it's not stand 121, stand 231. It's every Tim Horton stand has a gluten-free Caprese wrap option.
So we've talked about the Battle Boat, the burger. You guys brought in a burger and also the Milano.
The Milano.
Yes.
We'll just touch the burger because we really want to talk about the Milano.
Okay.
So the burger is universal throughout the clubs and concessions. Double cheeseburger. It's got pickles and a stadium sauce that's on an everything bun. Very, very flavorful. I mean, we're like, they're selling like hotcakes at the stadium. It's a great, you know, change up classic burger, but elevated a little bit. And just even the way we're producing it and holding it and making sure we are keeping up with the guest demand. But it's a very flavorful thing wrapped in a nice foil bag, so that way it stays nice and warm. Milano. The Milano is a fabulous sandwich created by one of our chefs at the stadium. A breaded chicken cutlet, and then it has the sun-dried tomato aioli, arugula, Parmesan cheese on a sesame seed bun. And the sesame seed bun we're actually getting from a community partner, which is
Artigiana. She's an incredible local chef. Her restaurant will be opening soon.
And cool. she provides the bun. She'll be our guest chef also in the M&T Club. But that sandwich has a lot of flavor. Oh, also on there is fried salami. So salt, the saltiness, the earth tones that are in there, the arugula with a little pepper that has a little pepper flavor to it, all of those working together on a sesame seed bun.
Chef, important to point out, it's Milano salami.
Milano salami.
Milano salami.
So, you know.
Amazing. That's right. My bad.
Any other things we should know? Like the Know Before You Go program, like for Bills fans about beverages this year, any other changes along the way as we're talking about what you can get in the stadium?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Just sort of, I really, really strongly suggest to people, if you don't see something you're looking for, go two stands over. We've had a huge push over the last 2 years of reducing the lines. We're introducing a hawking program this year to keep people in their seats so they can get beverages without leaving their seats. So hopefully the people looking for food will have less people to fight with in the lines. And just give it a chance. Kind of check out other stands. They're all labeled above. And each, we went from 41 stands with a whole bunch of different food to 6 concepts. So look for your different concept to find what you're looking for.
All right.
What am I holding in the shout sauce here?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of flavor?
So that is I'm going to be honest with you. That is a creation of a number of us at Highmark Stadium. Our MPO coordinator, Maria, she drove it. My former executive sous chef, Corey, who is now the suites manager at Highmark Stadium, myself and one or two other people on the team, we just started creating ideas, you know, innovation council we have. And we said, you know what? We tried something. We tasted it. We said it was amazing. We decided to call up a bottling company. Can you bottle it? And Mike has a great story behind this. I'll let him share it real quick. But that's basically the concept that we all created at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, so on the sideline clubs, we have a little bit more ability to have kind of expanded condiment section. You know, a little more fresh items like the shout sauce. You know, a glass bottle, don't really want that out in concessions.
Story,
but I'm telling you a story.
Oh, okay.
So
we had the story.
I can't tell you. I had 3 or 4 emails over the off season. How can I get it? Where can I get it? Not currently available retail. I would send out random bottles, and then I had a woman email, call me. Didn't text me. Called my office phone saying my husband's birthday is coming up soon. He loves this Shout sauce. He needs it. He wants it. Where can I buy it? And I was like, you can't buy it. And she's like, all right, well, what can I do to get it? We shipped her a whole case, and she just sent photos and photos and photos of him dunking it in various locations. He would take it with him to different spots out of his pocket, pour it on whatever is eaten to enjoy.
The Shout sauce. A blue cheese kind of sauce? Blue cheesy hottie sauce? Like,
we got to keep a disclosure on some of these ingredients.
No, you're right on there. You're right on there. I mean, we're in Buffalo. It's got to have some blue cheese in it.
I'm someone that, I mean, I love a good condiment. I think that food exists to deliver condiments to me. It's what I'm in it for, is the condiments, whether it's crema or Shout sauce or all this. So very good. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Mike Riley, GM of Highmark, and Chef Steve as well, as you guys get us ready for another season. We're going to be, I hope you understand that, like, 3 days out before a game, before we find out what the Battle Boat's going to be, we're gonna try to guess.
Yeah, okay.
It's our favorite thing to do.
Absolutely, I want you to. Yes.
Who's this? Jacksonville's up as the second home game.
So what we'll do is we'll also tell you what region of Buffalo. Like, for instance, I said today is Broadway
We'll give you a little insight,
right? So yeah, we'll give you and then we'll say, hey, okay, it's the Cold Spring this week, or if whatever, and then
next game is Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
What are they eating in Jacksonville? Like, we found out so many things.
I can't wait for you guys to start guessing.
Hey, listen.
I actually don't know.
Yeah. I love it. I'm nervous. These concepts are great.
We remember some of this stuff. Was it Kansas City does sour cream and raisin pie?
Yeah, there were some weird ones.
We found some weird foods out there. Yeah. Some weird regional foods. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for the food, and thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
I got to say, I'm on WGR. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Hey, a couple things going on. Of course, you can still register for the first annual 5K run for the homeless on Saturday, September 7th. That's a Saturday. Hosted by the Buffalo City Mission, 100% of all proceeds will benefit the mission's food, emergency shelter, and transitional housing programs. Certified race open to teams, individuals, and families of all ages. Virtual participation also available. Awards presented post-race. The 5K run for the homeless starts at 9 a.m. sharp. Saturday, September 7th. Register today at bcm5k.org and help change lives. Shout out to us. We didn't eat a lot of the food into an open microphone last segment. We did, however, stuff our faces during the break.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am prepared to say I've never had anything at the stadium, anything anywhere close to as good as this Milano sandwich.
I agree.
This thing
is
unbelievable.
It's the greatest sandwich I've ever had in my life.
It's absolutely incredible. You're like, how good could a sandwich be? I don't know. What's the highest rank there? It's the Matt Milano of sandwiches.
It's yes.
Except it's available.
It definitely lives up to the name.
No shot at Milano there.
The fries too. Holy cow. There's too many of them. This is going to be bad.
Josh got the burger. It's got some Shout sauce on it.
Burger is great. That Shout sauce is something else.
This Milano sandwich. I'm going to be sitting and be like, should I go to the game this week? You know, kids, life's busy.
Can I just
go? It's late. I'm like, you know what? I think I want the sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it. All right. Cardinals are in town for Sunday's 1 o'clock kick, and we've got an Arizona guest lined up, Alex Clancy, coming up next.
Yes.
Talk to us about Arizona, their expectations this year, what their offense could be with Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., all that. So we'll talk Cardinals when we return, Ravens this hour as well, in prep for tonight's game against the Chiefs. It is football season. That means it's food season, too. Congratulations to everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.